Malaria is carried by a parasite and spread by around 30 species of mosquitoes. 15 years ago, the fight against the disease was being lost, UN health experts believe. Cases went undiagnosed and untreated. The result was about 1 million deaths a year from the disease. Today, UN doctors say global advances in eradicating malaria have saved 6 million lives. Dr. Pedro Alonso, head of the World Health Organization's malaria program, insists that it can be beaten. He says that 100 years ago, vast swaths of the world were home to the disease, while today it affects just 90 countries.
Elimination is feasible, has happened, and is happening, and it can be achieved. Of course, not everywhere is as simple as it may have been in other parts of the world. And the challenge will be, how do we accelerate towards elimination in some of the hardest or most complex epidemiological situations, but the elimination is feasible.
Despite the successes in the last 15 years, no one is claiming victory just yet. That's because every year more than 400,000 people die from malaria, and the vast majority are children under 5 years old. The challenge of the UN's new global development goals as far as malaria is concerned will be to extend global health protection to the 15 countries, namely in sub-Saharan Africa, that account for 80% of all cases and 78% of deaths. Betnids loaded with insecticide have proved an effective way to beat malaria, and WHO says an impressive 1 billion nets have been delivered in sub-Saharan Africa since 2004. It's a tactic that's contributed to a one-third reduction in child deaths in the Democratic Republic of Congo, according to WHO's Dr. Mark Young.
Malaria still remains a disease of poverty, and that millions of children in sub-Saharan Africa, mostly from the poorest households in remote rural areas, still do not have access to insecticide-treated nets or effective treatment. And reaching them will be critical if we want to achieve equitable and sustainable development.
Looking ahead, Dr. Young insists that it will be possible to achieve a further 90% reduction in malaria infections by extending bed net coverage to everyone and working to boost national health systems. To do it, funding will have to triple to $9 billion U.S. dollars a year. The cost of not doing so would be nothing short of horrific, Dr. Mark Young said. Up to 300,000 children could die every year. That's 35 children every hour. Veronica Reeves, United Nations.